Amen. See the glory and the majesty that God has portrayed and displayed for all of us to be a part of. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. When you look at people the way God would look at people, when you see the creation that a human being is, regardless of what they believe or not, but to know that they are special in their own right and who they are, because whether they're saved or not saved, they're created by God as well. Amen. Amen. Just it changes the very atmosphere in which you live your life when you start to see things in a different light, in a different way. And you start to experience the glory of God being released on you, because now all of a sudden the anger and the turmoil that you have is kind of just laid by the wayside. The title of today's message is Dying to Self, Why? And I want to give you the why. And I got this message last Sunday when Pastor Weldon was preaching, and we've been talking about some of the foundational scriptures that this church ministry was founded on. And these foundational scriptures are very, very important to us in life. Amen? As where we are and who we are as Christians in the body of Christ here at Shield of Faith. And he's talking about John chapter 13 and verses 34, 35, talking about how we are to love our neighbors as Christ loved us. And in this, people will know that we are his disciples. And talking about Galatians 6, 10, that we're to do good to all, but especially those in the household of faith. Now, both of these are talking about some pretty significant things. Number one, love. And number two, do good. And in the process of love and being good, that's hard sometimes. Amen? Right? Do you guys agree that sometimes it's hard to always love? Do you agree that sometimes it's hard to do good? Do you agree? Okay, so I want to make sure I'm not just speaking about myself, right? Because there's a very important reason. The reason why I'm going to give you the why to die to yourself is a very important reason. When he was saying these things and what the scriptures are talking about, why we're supposed to be good and love, I immediately thought, Lord, there is no way in myself that I could love the way Christ loved. There is no way in myself that I could be good the way Christ was good. So that means self needs to die. Self needs to be no more. Now, when you're talking about dying to self, that's another confusing thing. It's like, what do you mean? How am I supposed to die to myself? Well, there's another key word that mirrors, I would say, that is very close to the word die, and that's deny. You know, deny means simply to believe that it doesn't exist. And so all of us being human in flesh, right, we need to deny the very things that the flesh may want to do. We need to say, you know what, right now I'm not going to allow Mike to rise up, but I'm going to allow Christ to rise up. Amen. But it's a decision and a choice in everything that we do in life, everything. And so we talk about, you know, I die to myself daily. And we hear those words, but in reality, I deny myself daily. Matter of fact, there's days that I'll deny myself 14,000 times a day, because every moment is changing. Right now, you're in corporate worship in the sanctuary with other believers. As soon as you walk out that door, you're not going to be, right? And something's going to happen, and chances are it might be another believer that does something that you don't like, that you disagree with, that causes you grief and complaints and problems, and you can rise up in your own self, or you can rise up in the light of Christ. It's your decision. But if you don't die to yourself or deny the self-gratification that you want because you know you're right, I know I'm right, I'm going to get my point across. How about just deny yourself and allow the peace of God that passes all understanding to take over the situation. And you know what happens from that? The joy that is unspeakable starts to rise up in you. And now no longer are you dealing with all of these issues in life, because you've now suppressed self within you and you've allowed Christ to rise out of you. There is freedom in this. Do you know when you die to yourself or deny yourself? Do you know what that is? That's grace. That is the grace of God. God loves us so much. Not only did he give his son Jesus Christ for us, but he gave us the word of God that lays out for us what we should do. Amen? And it was laid out for us on what we should do, not because by doing this we're going to get to heaven, but because by doing this we're going to make decisions in our life that are far greater than anything we do on our own. He does not want any one of us in here to be a robot. He doesn't want Chaplain Chuck to be Pastor Mike or vice versa, right? He doesn't want my wife to be me and me to be my wife. He doesn't want us to all have these same things. All he wants is that we all have the same training. It's up to us to take that training and do something with it, right? Amen? So you can choose to do nothing with it, or you can choose to take that training and say, you know what? I remember, 3 weeks from now, something may come up. And it really, really irks you. And it's about to take you out, man. And you're about ready to flare up in anger like you've never flared up before in your life. 3 weeks from now, okay? I'm pointing to the future. And all of a sudden, you remember back. I remember Pastor Mike. He was talking about, I need to deny myself. I need to die to myself. That's what I'm going to do right now. Woo, man. And all of a sudden, I got these God bumps, and I feel all kind of free. Why? Because you're not bound up with all the cares and issues of the world, but you're allowing the Spirit of God that lives in you to flow through you. Amen. And this changes environments and atmospheres, and it makes your life all the better, right? So we preach the word that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but then we feel like we're always falling short because, man, I certainly didn't do what I could do. And it simply means because you've got to suppress what's already in you. You already have your flesh, and it is conflict with the Spirit of God, always, every single day until you consciously get your mind. That's why Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the world, but be renewed or transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how do we do that? It means that when something happens in your life, now all of a sudden, I need to think about it, and I now have a decision to make. Do I let Mike rise up, or do I let the Spirit of God rise up? Everything that comes in. That matter of fact, it talks about our spiritual warfare, saying that every thought that comes into our mind, we need to take captive. So that when it comes into our mind, all of a sudden now we can take that thought and say, you know what? You're a bad thought. You're going over here. You're a good thought. Yeah, you're coming with me, and we're going to roll with it. Are you guys with me? Are you guys understanding? I'm not speaking to myself, right? I mean, this is real life stuff. This is things that happen to you in your life every day. I'm going to share a story towards the end of this just to try and show you how it worked in my life. But I'm going to get into some scriptures here. Now, remember, this is the grace of God. Denying yourself or dying to yourself is the grace of God. It is the beautiful thing that he has given us the ability to do. We're talking about, the grace of God isn't about just doing whatever you want to do. It's being given the tools to be able to do what you should do as well. You see what I'm saying? The grace of God is a beautiful thing. I typed into the computer, give me some scriptures on dying to yourself. 15 pages of scriptures came out. That means it's probably pretty important. Do you think about that? I mean, anything that talks about something over and over and over again, maybe not in the exact terminology, but in the same content, that's probably pretty important. Why? Because as a saved man of God, I love God. I'm telling you right, I love God with all my heart, and I give him all the glory for everything that happens in my life. But I'm telling you, just like that, as a man, I can rise up in flesh. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so we need to all come into an agreement that all of us can be flawed and all of us can do things that aren't right. We all have a choice to make, though, in it. And if all of us would every morning say, Lord, may you increase in my life and I decrease, and we make that a constant reminder every day of our life, your life, I'm telling you because this is good, your life will be enhanced. Your life will be better because now you're making decisions that are so much greater. Is anybody warm in here?
No.
No. Sorry. Starting to sweat. I'm like, man, what's going on? It's the Spirit of God, right? Can I read some scriptures? I'm doing this a little bit different. I got preachy just now, but I have a ton of scriptures, guys, and I'm going to pick through here. But what I want you to do is, I want you to hear what I'm saying, okay? Or actually what I'm speaking, what the Word of God is saying. This is the Word of God, and it's bringing out so many different things about how we should deny or die to ourselves. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. Wow. Luke 9:23. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. He's got two things there. When you take up your cross, that's death, right? When you deny yourself, that's not believing that it's existent. So in one sentence, he's saying, listen, die to yourself and deny yourself and follow me. Jesus is saying, follow the example that I have set forth before you because the example I have set is good, just, and right. It's an example that you can flourish in. Amen. See, we always get concerned like, well, but I'm a Christian, I'm getting persecuted. Don't focus on that stuff. Don't focus on the junk that can come. Don't focus on what you can and can't say at your workplace or whatever. Be the light of Christ, man, and watch and see what happens. Things change. You can change the very environment that you live in by how you respond to certain things.
Yes, sir.
Moving on. Philippians 2. So, and this is beautiful. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, anybody been encouraged in Christ ever?
Yes, sir.
If there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Says it again. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ. When you deny yourself and allow Christ to live and go in your life, you see the theme, right? Okay, 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you've been healed. Man, when you die to yourself, you're healed in him. Who has ever hear that saying? How's that saying go? It's something like shooting yourself in the foot, or you're no good for yourself, or whatever. You understand where I'm going with that? I don't know. You are your own worst enemy. You heard that one? You are your own worst enemy. Okay, think about that. How many times have you been the cause of your own hurt? Right? Dang, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Man, if I only would have done something differently. Man, I can't believe that happened. Well, let me ask you. If you were doing it the way Christ has shown us to do it, you probably wouldn't be repeating that. You probably wouldn't be saying things like, ooh, I wish I would have done it differently. I have never done anything in Jesus and said, ooh, I wish I would have done it differently. But when I've done it in myself, I certainly have said, boy, man, I'll never do that again. I'm not going to tell that story, Richard. Maybe I should. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, so moving on. Let's find a different scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:8. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. In the Spirit. Out of the Spirit, we're crushed. We're driven to despair. Do you hear what I'm saying? But in the Spirit, we're not. So if you're allowing the Spirit of God to rise out of you instead of your own self, your own desire, your own will. Hopefully the story I tell in a few minutes will tie this together. You aren't going to have these despairs and issues. Ephesians 4:20 through 24. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you've learned about him and were taught in him. As the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self. Who needs to put on the new self? Yes, sir. Every day, guys. Every day. Every single day you need to put on the new self. Amen. I remember when I first got saved, I wore a cross necklace, right? And I wore it outside my t-shirt. And it wasn't all to just show people that I was a Christian, because that's scary. Because if you better be showing yourself you're always a Christian. If you're showing that you're a Christian, you better act that way all the time. But it was also important for me to show this cross, because when I looked in the mirror, it reminded me that, oh, I am a Christian. And it would straighten me out. So when I saw that cross that I would put on as a new Christian, every day I was going, okay, all right, I am renewed in the spirit of my mind by putting on the new self.
Amen.
I'm new.
Yes, sir.
I'm a new creation. We all know 2 Corinthians 5:17, for anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation, right? The old has passed away. Behold, all is new. And the list goes on and on. 1 Peter 2. So put away all malice and all deceit and all hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn infants, no longer for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. You're a spiritual house. You're a spiritual house filled with the right spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
To be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Sacrifices. Yes. Talk about sacrifices in a minute. Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. When you allow the flesh to rise up, you're not walking in the Spirit. When you allow the Spirit to rise up, you're in spirit. Amen? And the Spirit has a fruit, and the fruit has 9 different characteristics to it. And there is no law against those fruit, right? Because they're all perfect and right. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness. I mean, it's good stuff. But when you walk in the Spirit, that's what you get. Wow. John 3:30. This is very simple. Remember the scripture, John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease.
Good.
He must increase, but I must decrease. Every time you are increased above God in your life, problem.
Yeah.
Is for me. It is for me, okay? Every time I increase myself above God in my life, there's a problem. But every time I seek God and have him increase in my life, that problem is not that big anymore.
Amen.
It's just a little tiny thing. Oh, yeah, God will take care of it. Why? Because the battle's his, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Colossians 1:24, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. That is the church. Say, I'm the church. I'm the church. Romans 8:13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you will put to death the deeds of the body. You will live. Man, we're getting there. Colossians 3:5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. That's flesh. This is all flesh. It says, put it to death. Put it to death. Deny it. We all can have it, but you have to deny it.
Amen.
Take every thought captive. Ephesians 4:22. through 24, put off your old self, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through the deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Sounds like it's repeated, right? And to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. Romans 8:12. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Are you born again?
Good.
Are you born again?
Yes.
Born again. Not in your flesh. That's still there. You're born again in the spirit. So your spirit that you were born with out of your mother's womb, that spirit has been renewed with God's spirit. No confusion, right?
Yes, sir.
But the flesh that you have has not changed. That flesh is still the flesh that you were born with. And that is the thing that you need to deny. That is the thing that you have to put under. Now, you don't have to deny it. You can go on and live with it. But that brings misery. That brings despair. That brings bad stuff. Not good stuff. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Our faith.
Yes.
Our faith in Christ Jesus has overcome the world in our lives.
Yes.
1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Don't be anxious for anything, man. Put it on Him. Cast it on Him. So, I'm going to make a story here, brief, and close with one scripture, okay? Bear with me. So all of these things where I was thinking about, man, you need to die to yourself, all the scriptures that have been laid out that are foundational scriptures, all the scriptures that I just gone through right here, they all pertain to this experience that I just had 2 weeks ago. And this has to do, and many of you in here have heard the story because I shared it, okay? But many of you haven't. And so now through Facebook Live and everything else, I share the story. I went to a restaurant with my wife. I absolutely love this restaurant. You guys with me, those that have heard this story? Love this restaurant. Love going there. Ordered a meal with my wife. And the meal that I got wasn't that good, meaning it was too spicy. I couldn't eat it. And I asked, I was sitting there, and the waiter comes up, and he says, is there anything wrong? And I said, yeah, it is way too spicy. Just took one bite. Way too spicy. And he says, let me see what I can do. So he goes to the manager. The manager comes back and says, yeah, how can I help you? And he says, do you want me to make that better by making it not as spicy? And I said, no. I said, my mouth's been burned so much right now. Could you just take it off my bill? I don't want it. And he said, no. And I thought to myself, wow, that's strange. So in the quietest voice, with my wife as my witness, quietest voice ever, I looked at him and I said, why? And he said, because I heard the waiter tell you that mild is our American medium and you know better and you can't have. And he got loud and he is now this little tiny thing that I'm just trying to deal with. The entire restaurant is listening to and I'm looking at Steph and I immediately put my shut up face on. Because flesh was about ready to go through the roof, right? The flesh in Mike was about just ready to jump off and I just... And my wife, who knows me very well, is looking across the table at me, and I'm just looking at her, looking down, looking at her, looking down, and I am pursed-lipped. I mean, I'm biting my tongue behind my lips. And so my wife speaks up and says, yes, take it back and see if you can make it better. So, anyways, brings the food out, brought it out in a to-go thing. And then he looks at my wife, who says, would you like yours to go as well? Right? We just got our food, right? And she says, yes, I would. So he takes hers back, puts it in to go, and I get the bill. And the bill is for full price for both. And I thought, okay, what do I do? So I went up to the cashier, and I paid, and I left a tip. And I walked out. And I got in the Jeep with my wife, and I looked at her, and I went, I don't know what to do with this. And she looked at me, and she, what do you mean you don't know what to do with this? And I said, I have got so much anger inside me right now. I have got so much built up in me right now. I want to put my hand through the roof. I want to punch something. I'm being very transparent with you guys, okay? Sure. All right? It's Mike. All right? Pastor Mike, Nurse Mike, whatever you want to call me. It's me in the flesh telling you what was going on in my mind, all right? I was so angry. Every picture in my mind was bad. Okay? I'm like, I'm stronger than that guy. I could have took him out. You know, I mean, I'm serious, right? Everything was not good. It was, you know, so I'm playing out these scenarios. We could have just walked out. We could have not paid and just walked out. Bad situation. I could have punched the dude. Bad situation. I could have gotten to a verbal altercation with him. Bad situation. Because behind all of it, the Spirit of God is bigger in me than the flesh. And I am so thankful that I didn't step off in a manner that maybe I would have before Christ. Because it wouldn't have been a good situation. Because here's what happened. The individual called me a liar. He yelled at me. He stood over me. I'm going, thank God he didn't say anything to my wife, right? But this was huge. And so I thought, okay, I'm out of there. Now, 5 miles down the road, because I'm boiling, guys. I don't know if you've ever felt that feeling.
Once.
Okay, once, just once. I see Jackie looking at you, Chaplain Chuck. All right, this feeling was, I mean, it was an intense feeling. I was angry. I just went, Lord, forgive him. Do not lay it to his account. And bless them, Lord. And immediately, just like that, immediately, that feeling went, woo! I'm serious. So it was like, but this is the important lesson. This is the important lesson. As I was trying to deal with it in the flesh, I was in misery. I was having a hard time, but as soon as I laid it at the cross, it was gone instantly. So I allowed him to rise up out of me. And I said, you know, the finished work of the cross, it's been finished. So when something takes place in your life, if you give it to him, he'll handle it for you.
Amen.
So I have this tremendous, right now, you know where I'm at right now? I am so glad that this happened to me in my life because it was such a valuable lesson for me to go, you know what? 10 minutes earlier, I should have said, I forgive him. Because you know what? I had to deal with 10 minutes of torture within myself. It really was bad. Okay? It was bad. I don't know if you ever felt it, but it was bad. I didn't have to deal with it because Jesus Christ had already took care of it for me. I just need to get out of my mouth what had already taken place 2,000 years ago. It was finished in him.
Yes.
So I laid it out. I shared this in men's group, and somebody in men's group said, well, did you feel guilty? Well, no, I never felt guilty because I never called him out of his name. I never erupted in anger. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. I didn't sin. I paid the full bill and left a tip, okay? That was the first part that said, I do know the Spirit of God is in me because that wasn't myself. But there was such a greater element to it. There was such a greater element to it, and it was the element of forgiveness. And so I have to tell you this. I have to say this. So in the process of that, 5 miles more down the road, Steph looks at me and she goes, quit thinking about it. And I looked at her, I said, how'd you know I was thinking about it? Probably because I was quiet, right? So I looked at her, I said, okay, I've forgiven him, and that anger is left. Man, that was supernatural. I said, but here's the plan, Steph. We're never going back there again. Never going to go back there again, because they did us wrong. They did us wrong. They called me a liar. Did I forgive them or not? So the first thing that this man of God, Pastor Weldon, says as I'm telling him this story, he says, whatever you do, before I ever got to the point we'll never go back, he says, whatever you do, go back. And I went, whoa. This was really, really fresh right now, okay? This was really fresh. So I was like, whoa, that's going to be really hard, man. I don't know. And then it dawned on me, it is exactly like unforgiveness by not going back. So you see, I'm not doing that restaurant any harm by not going back. But this beautiful restaurant that serves delicious, fresh food, we weren't going to partake of anymore because I was being stubborn and pride. I was prideful. I ain't going back. They're not going to get any more of our business, and I'm going to tell everybody else about it. And then he says, whatever you do, go back. So guess what? Not yet. But we will. It's not around the corner. It's a little drive. It's in Midland. But by the Tridge. No, I'll stop right there. Very good food. If you need to know, I'll let you know personally. It's an excellent place. So I had a bad situation that turned out to be one of the most valuable lessons in my life on forgiveness and pride and all these other things. And so in all of that, though, I had to die to myself. Because in me, every situation, every scenario was bad. It was bad. But in Christ, I thank God I'm not by myself. Thank you, Fran. Yes. Yeah. I think maybe a couple other of you have been there too, probably, huh? But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing because I have so much peace, guys, because of the decision to allow Christ to rise in my life versus myself. It's amazing. And so the final scripture that I want to close with here is Romans 12:21. It says, Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Man, there is power in Jesus and the finished work of the cross if we simply deny the self that's in us and lean towards Him. Amen? Amen. Remember, when you deny yourself, that is grace. That is the grace of God. Because Jesus is grace, and He denied Himself for all of us. Yes. Amen? Yes. Amen. Just stand to your feet. Let's close in prayer. Father, I am so grateful for life that You have given everyone that is here today. Father, we are thankful for the love that You pour out for us. We are thankful for the lessons that You bestow upon us. Father, these things that we go through are for our benefits many times. I thank You, Lord, that we can see the beauty in it and not the horrible part. I thank You that if we keep our eyes fixed on You, Lord, You will direct our path. We lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge You. Father, Your word in Matthew 6:33, seek first Your kingdom and all things shall be added to us. Father, Your word is so clear, but yet we fall short so many times, but Your grace keeps picking us back up. Thank You, Lord, that You give us abundant life. Abundant life. Yeah. Father, I pray right now for anyone that is here, anyone that's listening, Father, that if they have not made that most important decision in their life to make You Lord of their life, that, Father, that their hearts would be softened right now and that they could see that by serving You and living for You, that You have given us the keys to the kingdom. You have given us everything, God, that pertains to life and godliness. Father, I pray those that are searching out, seeking You, Father, that You speak to their heart. Father, that they humble themselves. Lord, that they just accept You and say, Lord, come into my life and save me from this world of despair. Bring me new life and fill me with Your Spirit. Father, I pray supernatural blessings upon the body that is here today. I thank You, Father. I thank You for life. And I thank you for breakthroughs. I just speak breakthroughs over those that are seeking them right now, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Offices are closed this week here at the sanctuary, the church. Remember that.